Jesus was praying in a certain place, and after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples." So he said to them, "When you pray, say, 'Father, may your name be revered as holy. May your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone indebted to us. And do not bring us to the time of trial.'" And he said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say to him, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked. My children are in bed with me. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything out of friendship, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask, and it will be given to you. Search, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds. And for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asked for a fish, would give a snake instead of a fish? Or if the child asked for an egg, would you give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" I could write a book of stories titled Unanswered Prayers. In more than 48 years of being a pastor, I could tell hundreds of stories about unanswered prayers. Examples would include stories about surgery, pain, cancer, family, school, jobs, church decisions. Even unanswered prayers about the weather. I've prayed for miracles that didn't happen. Unanswered prayer is a common human experience. The first apostles certainly experienced unanswered prayer. And when they observed Jesus praying, they wanted to have what Jesus had. "Lord, teach us to pray." So Jesus taught them. The first story that Jesus tells two stories. The first one is about a friend who shows up at midnight asking for 3 loaves of bread. The request is met with a stern, "Don't bother me." That response would have shocked the original hearers. In that culture, midnight, locked doors, children sleeping in bed wouldn't have mattered. Anyone in those days would have given bread to his friend without an argument. To refuse or delay such a request sounded absurd to those original hearers. And Jesus tells another parable similar to that about hypothetical fathers giving children a snake instead of a fish, a scorpion instead of an egg. And again, even to think about such things is absurd. So Jesus tells two absurd stories, and these are called how much more stories. These are about the two most fundamental values of the culture in Jesus' day: hospitality and parenting. Jesus is teaching, even when hospitality and parenting are done terribly, even if they're done well, how much more will God give bread? How much more will God give good gifts, good food? Now, in between these two stories, Jesus has a teaching. I'm going to read this over. Listen to it. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives. And everyone who seeks finds. For everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Now, what does this mean, since we certainly don't always receive what we ask for? Unanswered prayers. I have a great grandson who sometimes has an immediate response to attending certain family events. When the event first comes up, he's been known to say in no uncertain terms, "I'm not going." He'll even make plans on where else he's going to go and stay. But there's a way to get him to change his mind. In fact, I did this just last Sunday afternoon. I told him, "There'll be snacks and food there." Almost immediately, he was on board, ready to go. As long as there's snacks and food, he'll go. And we sometimes do this with church events. There'll be cake, there'll be donuts, there'll be cookies. We'll even have a full meal. But these events, family events, church family events, are way more than food and snacks. They include what we call fellowship, community. They include love for one another. So when Jesus teaches ask, seek, and knock, the promise is that God will provide food for body, mind, heart, and soul. God gives us food every day, as in the prayer we learned from Jesus, "Give us this day our daily, daily bread." And daily bread is more than snacks and food. Daily bread is the Holy Spirit. Daily bread is the presence of God. Daily bread is the love of God. The first sentence of this sermon was, "I could write a book of stories titled Unanswered Prayers." From a worldly point of view, we might feel and we might conclude that there are unanswered prayers. But from a spiritual point of view, Jesus is teaching here today that God answers every prayer we pray. Every prayer. The title of my book should really be Answered Prayers. I would have a subtitle, The Ones That Felt Like Unanswered Prayers. But the title is Answered Prayers. The end of today's gospel story really is like a surprise ending. All of a sudden, Jesus says, the Heavenly Father gives the Holy Spirit to those who ask. Ask, seek, knock, you receive the Holy Spirit. This means that God answers every prayer we pray. We might not always understand the answer. We might be disappointed or saddened by what happened after we prayed. But God gives the Holy Spirit in every single prayer. God is present in every single prayer. God cares for us. God loves us in every single prayer we pray. For example, when a person dies, it might feel like unanswered prayer, but God gives the Holy Spirit as we grieve. God hears every prayer. God answers every prayer. In prayer, we always, always, always receive the Holy Spirit. That's what Jesus is teaching. In prayer, we become aligned with God. In prayer, we get in tune with God. Now, when Jesus prayed, he trusted in God. He trusted in God's gifts. He trusted that God would always give the Holy Spirit. He trusted in God's love and God's compassion. Jesus trusted God enough to pray on the way to his death, "Father, thy will be done." And so when we ask, "Lord, teach us to pray," Jesus is teaching us, trust God. Trust God's will. Trust God. Again, remember the culture of the day and the context in which Jesus gives us what we call the Lord's Prayer. The nation was occupied by an oppressive government. People wanted out of that. It was the law in that day that you had to put your full trust in the government. It was the law of that day that you had to accept that the Roman emperor was a god. That was the law. Jesus turned this upside down, teaching us to put our full trust in God. Listen to our current liturgical version of the Lord's Prayer as a prayer about trusting God in the context of Jesus' day. Our Father who art in heaven, trust God, not the emperor on earth. Hallowed be thy name. Only God's name is holy, not the emperor's name. Thy kingdom come. We wait for God's kingdom, not an earthly kingdom. Thy will be done. Trust God's will, not the emperor's will. On earth, as it is in heaven, trust in heavenly things, not the earthly things of the emperor. Give us this day our daily bread, trusting God's gifts, not what the emperor offers. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. True forgiveness only comes from God. Lead us not into temptation. The emperor will test us with worldly values. God gives us heavenly values. God gives us heavenly gifts. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from the evil emperor and from every evil. We trust God for that. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. The emperor's kingdom will end. God's kingdom is eternal. On his journey to die on the cross for our salvation, Jesus taught us to pray. He taught us to trust God with all our heart, our mind, and our souls. Trust God, and you will receive the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Father in heaven, here we are again. We come to you today with a ton of prayers. And now listen to the voice of God. Hear this answer for every prayer we pray. God says to us, listen to God's voice. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit.